Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Everything I learned from my mother. Remember that phrase? Maybe some of you even said it. Well, that's a phrase that comes out of history, and there's some truth to it, actually. And once we understand it, we can appreciate the role of the mother in our life. But what I'd like to do today is to expand on that a little bit and refer to a research study that was done by DirecTV. They studied 1,000 working adults, and they asked them several questions, and basically they wanted to find out how their parents influenced their career and how their parents influenced their way of thinking about a career and planning for a career and learning the skills necessary for the career. So what role parents have in the life of these people? Well, I was introduced to a book on this particular topic by Scott Mott. He's a speaker and he's an author. And he wrote the book, Find Fire, and the subtitle is, Ignite Your Inspiration and Make Work Exciting Again. Well, in that book, he identifies some of the influences that parents have in our life and what we've learned from our parents relative to our work. He identifies six work-related traits, work-related skills, work-related attitudes, work-related ethics, work-related behavioral styles that seem to carry an individual into a career and successfully into a career. So Scott Mott's here in his book, I think, has some important understandings and some important considerations for all of us as we think about our work and we think about our parents and how they've influenced us and as we think about how we've influenced our children as parents. Now, I can say this, that my dad had a profound influence on the career that I chose, not only in terms of helping me think through what career might be important career and a valuable career and a career that I could enter into and engage in successfully, but also gave me many of the basic skills necessary to be successful in the career that I chose. And I think the same thing for my sisters, that my dad played a very major role in helping them think through. In one case, my sister becoming a nurse, and the other case, my sister becoming a teacher and a businesswoman, and entering into the business world and being successful in it. So we have our influences. But what about the primary influence coming from a parent? Well, in this particular research study, 58% of the people said that their mothers taught them kindness and their fathers taught them ambition. So that's profound right there. Now, in 1962, a research study was done about what we call motivation and what motivates kids to be successful. What motivates boys to be successful, girls to be successful. It's different, by the way. And who is the successful person in their life that motivates? Who provides that underlying motivation for their own future success? And I was struck by the finding of this particular research study in which it was found that for girls, for women, to be successful and to be ambitious and to rise above the normalcy of life and other women and other girls, father is the one that said to them, you can do it. Go for it. Try it. I think you can do it. I think you can make. You're capable. You're competent. It was the father that gave them that nudge, that gave them that push towards success. So fathers play a major, major role in the success of kids, especially in the area of ambition. Girls particularly, which is an interesting point, isn't it? Now, in this research study, six work-related skills and work-related habits were identified that come pretty much from the parents, not necessarily the dad or the mother, but from the parents. For instance, here's what they found. Hard work. 72% of the participants, now that's of 1,000 people, 72% of the participants said they learned this critical career skill from their parent, hard work. They simply worked hard, and they expected to change the same thing from their own children, the parents said. Parents were the people who worked hard, tried hard, stuck with it, worked through adversity, and they expected that of their children. They conveyed that, you know, of their own children. You teach kids the value of hard work when you yourself work hard. You teach kids the value of hard work when you let them suffer the consequences of their own behavior, of their own work, if you will. If a child fails at school or fails in a course or in a topic or a subject, you say things like, well, if you work harder, you'll do it next time. You'll make it next time. You'll be better next time. So let's work harder. That idea of hard work comes through. There's an old rule that says it's grandma's rule. After you finish your meal, you can have your dessert. Or grandma's rule says this, after you finish your meal, you can go outside and play. After you finish your homework, you can play. After you do your homework, you can watch television. After you do your homework, you can have your iPhone. You can play games, you know, or whatever. That's grandma's rule. That's hard work. Grandmas teach hard work. Parents teach kids hard work. It's that idea of working hard to achieve higher level of success. Doesn't come easy. It comes from hard work. Okay, that's number one. Here's number two. Parents teach responsibility. Two-thirds of the population of this study indicated that they learned the idea of responsibility from their parents. Now, what that means is that if you agree to do something, you do it. If you agree to complete something, you complete it. If you agree to undertake a task, you undertake that task and you follow it all the way through to completion. In other words, you set an objective and you follow a path to achieve that objective. In the business world, we call that management by objective, MBO, management by objectives. That's what you learn as a kid. You set a goal, you set a task, you set a responsibility, you set an object that you're going to do, and you go do it. And you do it all the way to completion. And you appreciate what you've done. You appreciate what you've accomplished. And you're recognized for it. Parents were the parents that said, good for you, you stuck with it, and you were responsible, and we were proud of you. See? Parents provide the reinforcement, just like in hard work. Parents provide the reinforcement. You worked hard and you accomplished it. Good for you. That's what parents say. Okay, here's the third point. It's called commitment. 57% of the population that was studied felt that they learned the idea of commitment from their parents. In other words, kid agreed to play soccer on a soccer team. He stuck with it all the way through, even if it got tough, even if he didn't play every game, even if he didn't like the coach, he stuck with it. It was a commitment. He stuck with it to the end. Now, it didn't mean that kid had to do soccer every year, but for that particular commitment, for that soccer season, you stick with it. That's the commitment. Whatever you undertake, whatever you try to accomplish, when you make a commitment, you make that commitment and you follow all the way through, you know, to the end. Parents see to it that commitments are maintained and they're kept and they're followed through. Okay, that's number three. Here's number four, discipline. 52% of the population that was studied felt that they learned the idea of discipline from their parents. Now, not discipline in the sense of being punished or rewarded, but discipline in the sense of follow through, to do what one said they were going to do, to be honest and to be faithful and to be diligent and to undertake a task and do it to its completion. That's discipline. Make sure that you do it. You do what you said you're going to do. You do it by yourself, if that's what your commitment is, and you follow through. And at the end of the rope, the end of the day, the end of the task, you're recognized, you're rewarded by that, for that, by your parents. Parents, you're always a source of reward for when kids follow through and keep a commitment or are discipline enough to do what they say and they're going to do and commit. Discipline also says there are certain things that you don't. If you're going to achieve a goal, if you're going to achieve some kind of an objective in life, there are certain things you have to do to achieve that goal, that objective. There are things you just have to do. That's discipline. But discipline also says there are certain things you don't do if you're going to achieve a goal or some type of accomplishment. There are certain things that you just don't do because it interferes with and will take you away from your goal. That's discipline. Stay focused. Here's number five. 47% of the population studied out of the 1,000 felt that they learned trustworthiness from their parents. You know, parents, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. You are believable. You are trustworthy. You are honest. You are truthful. Kids will learn that from you. Now, kids at about age 3, 4, and 5 learn how to lie. You deal with that. You deal with that straight away. But you help kids understand that to be truthful is an act of courage. To be honest is an act of courage. You always want to see that your kid is an honest kid and that they're a courageous kid for being honest. That's a quality that you want to establish within your children as parents. And what these adults said, 1,000 of them, 47% say they learn how to be trusted and they learn how to trust others and they learn how to be a trusting person from their parents. So we want to honor truth. We want to reward truth. We want to commend truthfulness, parents with their kids. And here's the last point. Number six is they felt that they learned from their parents resourcefulness. 43% population studied out of the 1,000. 43% felt that they learned resourcefulness from their parents. How to come up with new ideas. How to make something work with the resources that you have available. How do you take one object and make it become a resource for something else, like a paperclip? Sure, you can use paperclips to hold paper together, but you can use paperclips for a whole variety of kind of, so that's being resourceful. You know, make making something work for something else, or going around the garage and going around the basement, going around your house, going around the closets, and looking for things that are not of any use whatsoever today, but that you can turn it into something that might be useful. If you're an artist, for instance, things that you can take around and put together into an artistic design of some type, or some kind of a flower arrangement, or whatever it might be. That's being resourceful. What problems can you solve with whatever resources you have available to you, even if they're the ones that you would rather not have, but would want something else instead, but you use what you have to solve the problem you're facing. You figure it out. That's being resourceful. So you see, parents play a great role in helping their kids develop career habits, career skills, the skills that are necessary to not only enter a career, but to be successful in a career, follow through with a career, and to maintain work skills throughout their entire years of work and employment. Work hard and be responsible and maintain your commitments, honor them, be a disciplined person, be somebody that people will trust, be trustworthy, and be resourceful. When you solve problems, you got to figure out ways to get that problem solved, and you have to figure out creative ways to solve a problem or to create something new. Be resourceful. So there you are. That's what it's like to kind of think of yourself as a career person and know where your career skills came from. And most likely they came from your parents. Now, you learn some career skills from teachers, you learn career skills from friends and the parents of your friends, you learn skills from the people in your church that you've observed and watched, you learn career skills from the pastor, the youth leader that is part of your life as you've grown up, you learn work-related skills by your friends, your peers, you get part-time jobs and you work with people and you learn skills, you learn what to do, you learn what not to do. There's a lot of different ways you can build a profile of career skills. It starts with dear old mom and dad. Good to have you with me today as we look at this issue of career development, skills that are necessary to make sure your life is successful as a career person. So thanks for joining me. I refer you to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com.